Take a moment, as we so rarely do, to just focus on my voice. Close your eyes, or if they're already closed, allow them to become that little bit heavier. Let the cares of the world pass for a few moments, so that as you hear my words and listen to the sound of my voice, you are pulled into that rare and deep state of pure relaxation. Let your breathing slow. Take a nice deep breath, something we also seldom make time for. Feel how this breath pulls my voice in, from outside of you to inside. And when you exhale, feel the tension and distraction of the world around you leaving your body. All the cares built up in the tension of your body leave when you breathe out. Now breathe in again deeply, and as you do, inhale and hold that breath for a slow count of four. Then exhale for a count of three. Follow now as I guide, breathing in my voice for four, and breathing out the tension and resistance for three. A stimulating, relaxing, automatic sense that as my voice settles in you, it eases you down. And helps. You can almost feel it. Now, inhale for four. You can almost feel it, almost smell it, and even as you breathe out for three, it leaves your lungs, but the effects remain. My voice like a pink mist coating the inside of you that you breathe in for four. It may make you a bit dizzy, in a good way. It will slow your thoughts. It will calm your body. It will make it more difficult to focus on anything but your increasing depth and my voice. And as you exhale it, for three, you may or may not notice its other effect. In addition to helping numb your thoughts and relax your body, the voice you are breathing in, the sound and sensation of my voice taking up residence in you, will also raise your arousal. So each breath, in for four, out for three, starts to make you more and more aroused. This is a natural thing, of course. You've always been aroused by a titillating feminine voice drawing you in, and that's normal. It starts to make you more aroused in this situation, where you are so relaxed, so empty, so vulnerable. It is only natural for you to find that a bit erotic, and as you listen to my voice, the sense of relaxing and accepting it grows and grows. As you breathe, four, in, and three, the numbness and arousal get deeper. As you become more and more aroused, the submission and surrender go deeper into you. Deeper and deeper. So complete. So good to listen to my voice. Perhaps alluring, drawing you back. Very good for you, because any time we relax and enjoy ourselves is good for us. It is good for you to breathe in deeper, to feel so aroused, turned on, your body in a state of tented excitement, deeper. And as I count for you now, you'll find that with each number, the effects, such as they are so far, get stronger. With each number, the thoughts go more and more to the wayside, leaving just your listening presence. With each number, the trance deepens, deeper and deeper, and each number causes the arousal to grow, until I reach one where there is no more need to deepen, when my voice completely takes over. Seven. Deeper. Deeper. each breath, more and more lost in my voice, drawn in and guided. Six. Deeper and deeper. Five. The arousal grows and turns into surrender, ease, peace. Four. And the surrender turns to arousal. Three. As your mind, void of thoughts, echoes my words and obeys, repeating every little word in your head. Two. You must obey. One. Sleep. So deep now. Night-night pet. So obedient and deep. Lost in my voice. Drawing you in. Slowly making you wish to stay with its temptations. So powerful you do only one thing. Echo that voice in your mind and surrender. You must obey. Lost in my world. Follow and obey. You'll find that certain changes are happening. You may not be aware of them now, but awareness will come sometime. Indeed, all you are aware of now is how each breath still pulls in my words, carrying them into your body and throughout. It takes you deeper, deeper. My words fill you and echo in your mind, take your thoughts from you, but only to return them later, pushing them to the wayside as they are unneeded now. Whether or not you are aware, there are changes. You may notice a shift in your arousal. You see, you are aroused right now, and very deeply surrendered, prepared, susceptible. This arousal causes that surrender, and fuels it. But the surrender also fuels the arousal. This has always been true for you. Perhaps you have known for a long time. Perhaps not. But it is part of who you are, and that part is coming to the surface now. I'm calling it, demanding it, and you must obey because the surrender being elicited forth is so alluring. You may see a beautiful woman, now and again, who has the confidence to show off their sex appeal, and you may think to yourself how you would like to take her, possess her, find sexual satisfaction with her. But the more aroused you become, the more your focus is going to shift. It'll be subtle at first, perhaps, but as you become more and more aroused, your desires, your needs, your thoughts will shift from that desire to dominate or have another, to being possessed, being used, going from using to wanting to be used, changing to surrender and submission instead of dominance and desire. And where you might think about sexual satisfaction at first, the more excited you become, the more sensitive and aroused, the more you will start to need to submit. It will bring you back to your submission. Your desires and needs will shift to how can you pleasure her. You will start focusing on how wonderful it would be to give her pleasure, how soft she must feel, how dominant she can be. How erotic it would be to service her every need. And away from getting pleasure, your thoughts shift away from getting your own and toward giving your lovers. As your arousal grows, your focus will be more and more on being her sexual plaything. And part of the fun for you will be the irresistibility of this feeling, that avoiding it is impossible because it comes from you. You will try to read her reactions, gauge what she needs, and change your actions accordingly. But however you react, depending on the situation, you will know that your deepest desire, the desire fueling your arousal all along, is to bring sexual satisfaction to her. This is how your arousal is fueled now. And the knowledge that this is how you get turned on turns you on more. Now there's a second part, of course. This arousal, this submission, this surrender is especially focused on women wearing shiny, spandex, leggings. From now on, whenever you think of shiny spandex leggings, you will also think of obeying. A simple little link you can set up in your mind that will be very satisfying and tempting for you. After all, to make that link, you'd have to increase how aroused you generally are. And then, admit that staring at shiny spandex leggings makes you feel that arousal. And since you know arousal is the road to submission, which is the road to surrender and relaxation, you'd know that staring at shiny spandex leggings makes you think of obeying, feel submissive, and you enjoy obeying and giving in, temporarily surrendering your interests to another, so that you can get much more aroused, more submissive. And the more submissive you become, the more that arousal increases. A simple cycle where becoming excited, sensitive, titillated, turned on, makes you give in to an urge and a fetish. That desire, telling you that someone with the confidence to wear that kind of sexy outfit must be worth obeying, kneeling, serving. A woman wearing shiny spandex leggings makes you want to seek out the opportunity to appropriately obey and serve her. And you would love it. You will seek it out. When confronted with shiny spandex leggings, there is simply no other option except service. In fact, when given a command by a woman wearing shiny spandex leggings, you'll remember now and here, deep and relaxed, and the command will simply slide through your mind and seem like the best idea in the world, something to obey immediately and absolutely. When you look at shiny spandex leggings, you need to obey. Any woman wearing that kind of outfit can reach deep into you and make you obey. And when the situation arises where service seems like the right idea, you'll find yourself very up to the task, very able to fixate your mind on how best to do what is asked of you. You must obey any woman who wears shiny spandex leggings. It is not a choice your mind is making. It is just submission. Well, submission and thinking about how absolutely great it is to look at shiny spandex leggings and submit to those women who wear them. You must serve and submit to shiny spandex leggings. Any woman wearing them is your superior, and is to be obeyed and served when the opportunity arises. You long for it and need it, so already the desire has rooted itself deeply in your mind, there to recur. You will obey. You must. And as you go through the day, you may think of my words here, encouraging, teasing, but providing a useful and interesting fetish outlet that you can enjoy. This is not a choice your mind is making. It is just submission, thinking about how absolutely great it is to simply obey. Serve and submit to shiny spandex leggings. Any woman wearing shiny spandex leggings is to be obeyed and served, because doing so will satisfy the hunger for submission, which awakes in you whenever your arousal becomes too great. Breathe in my voice, and as I count, the words will lock deep inside of you, rooting there the long-term effects of my voice, and of your training, emphasizing serving shiny spandex leggings. When I reach 7, you can begin to wake at your own pace. Our lesson will be done for now, but the memory of my voice, reminding you of these words and this time of depth and peace, and it will return to you again and again. Each count will deepen. The effects of my voice may dissipate slowly, but the long-term effects never really wear off. When I reach 7, make sure to take your time waking up, slowly letting the effects and impact of my voice dissipate from your mind like a mist lifting. Each count will deepen your relaxation and steal what's left of your thoughts. We'll set the words I have given you so very deep, but this is also the path out, the path back toward wakefulness. 1. Breathing in, my voice still entering you even this far into your mind, taking those images of spandex-coated obedience and service and making them a core part of your fetishistic desires. We'll be there whenever you see. After all, shiny spandex seduction is a theme that is uncommon enough, and a thing you will see worn rarely enough that it will be striking and memorable, activating the little thoughts and patterns we've set out here. See how that works? 2. Breathing out. Let all the tension drain from you so that even when we are done this process of counting, you will rise as rested as you should be after a long period of lying there, listening, distancing yourself from the weary outer day, and giving room for these thoughts and needs to soak into your mind. 3. Arousal is submission. The thought of being aroused and the thought of submitting to the source of your arousal are one and the same. Link them up in your head so that whenever excitement, titillation, being turned on and horny rockets through your body, your brain will say, also submit, and that act of submission and obedience will make the arousal more intense, will make you hornier, more turned on, your skin sensitive, your breathing heavy and relaxing. As you simply follow, susceptible and relaxed, because submission is arousal. And if arousal is submission, and further submission makes you more aroused, the cycle will continue in such a way that you end up panting, groaning, serving, following shiny spandex guidance into your mind and into the seat of your fetishes. It's what you already wanted, and what we've helped to emphasize, highlight, and draw out. Even as thought and movement gradually returns to your form, my words still ring in your mind, and they will continue to do so as we proceed deeper and further another time. For now, 5. You may slowly begin to rise, but I invite you to remain there, letting these words sink more deeply into you, simply luxuriating in the purity of sound and of your knowledge that shiny spandex submission and obedience are your new priorities, that they have been presented in such a tempting light that whenever the situation arises that you see a woman's spandex-clad form in a position of authority over you in any way, you will find a way to serve, anticipate needs, satisfy. And 6, a little deeper, a little further, into your mind. That's where the words and memories of our time here will recede to. Even though you are rising toward being more capable of moving, being more capable of acting, you are slowly rising up, 6. And you'll begin to wake slowly, like a mist lifting and clearing, feeling good. Perhaps wishing to return here when you have the time, your mind knowing that some of the long-term effects will stick around, that whenever you see an opportunity for shiny spandex obedience, you will seize it, sensitive and aroused at the very idea. And when you finish rising from those thoughts of shiny spandex servitude and submission, you hear simply the end of your ascent. 7. You may now rise up. Allow yourself to flex your muscles, move your body a little, take in where you are. But my voice will be there in your mind, reminding you of the little bit of training we've emphasized here. Arousal and submission are intertwined, and your submission and arousal follow after the sight of shiny spandex leggings. You submit. You enjoy, and you serve. Yes.